Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, let's take a look. My guess is these odds for first head coach fired probably shifted last night. These are as of yesterday before Monday Night Football. Mike McCarthy's number one on the list right now. We'll go through the picks that Seth and I had before the season in a second and see how our guys are doing on here. Because that's what we do on this show. We have pools about when people are going to get fired from their jobs. Somewhere they probably have a pool on radio personalities in town and when we're going to get fired. And if that's the case, then that is just karma for us. But we had a pool on which NFL head coach would be fired first. We'll get to those. We'll reset that in a second. But Mike McCarthy is a 3-1 favorite right now to be the first head coach fired. Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. As of yesterday, before Monday Night Football, Seth, Doug Peterson, Jacksonville, was number two on the odds board at 4-1. Was last night's piss-poor effort by the Jags enough to bump him ahead of Mike McCarthy on the odds to get fired first?
I think it should have been already just because Jerry Jones is not quick to fire his head coaches.
I agree.
You know, it's going back to, Jason Garrett was there for 10 years, and it seemed like every year, like, well, this is the year they finally pull the trigger on Jason Garrett, and he just doesn't do it. He waits and waits and waits and waits. So I think I would have already put Doug Peterson up there. Boy, the way that Trevor Lawrence played last night, that interception to DeMar Hamlin was just ugly. Ugly. Really nice moment for DeMar Hamlin and just, I think, people in general. That was a heartwarming moment that DeMar Hamlin got that pick.
Yeah.
But boy, did Trevor Lawrence gift it to him.
DeMar Hamlin had a much better Monday night last night than he did a year or so ago.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago.
Was it only a year ago?
No, it was towards the end of the 2022 season. So it was
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so it was about 21 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was ugly, man. And as Ross Tucker had pointed out, because Ross Tucker was there at the game, you know, calling it on the radio, and it just seemed that was a classic. Man, remember when Gary Kubiak got fired after the Jaguars game, ironically enough, when the year he got fired? There was something about the team that just looked like they didn't show up ready to play, and that at least ended up being... The Texans put up a fight in that game.
Yeah.
Bearded Schaub came in.
TJ Swearinger put up a little too much of a fight. That's ultimately what got Gary fired, probably.
The Jaguars put up zero fight in that game at any point, right from the get-go. That's the kind of performance, especially in a primetime game, that if it doesn't get the head coach fired, you could totally see the next week being the cherry on top and the rubber stamp on the decision. So I think there's a very good chance Doug Peterson, if the Texans show up and look, just put in a competent performance versus the Jaguars, they should win. And Doug Peterson might get fired on the tarmac at Hobby Airport.
He might, which would mean neither of us would win our head coach death pool. Seth and I pick four coaches before each season, with the goal being to pick the one that gets fired first. You and I have tied for third place on this list. You have Brian Daboll. I have Kevin Stefanski. I think those are two pretty solid picks right now.
Yeah.
They just went against each other this weekend up in Cleveland, mm-hmm. and Daboll won that matchup. That's still a bad, bad Giants team. And it's obviously not a great Cleveland team either.
Yeah, I don't think any fan base or owner or GM or anybody else thought, like, oh, there, now that's the Giants team that we wanted to see.
Exactly.
You know who might get Stefanski fired specifically? Follow me through on this one. Joe Brady, the new offensive coordinator for the Bills, was getting all kinds of praise on the broadcast last night, and rightfully so, because Josh Allen looks like he's reborn this year. He looks like he's a genuine, bona fide NFL quarterback, distributing the ball, doing all those things. Joe Brady took over for one Ken Dorsey last year with the Bills offensive coordinator.
Yeah, we're seeing that.
Who's the offensive coordinator for the Browns now?
Oh, boy.
Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
If I'm the owner for the Browns, I'm looking at this and saying, why is the guy who was obviously a big part of any kind of perceived problem in Buffalo, why is he now our offensive coordinator? Help me understand this, Kevin Stefanski. Why is this the guy you wanted to bring in to help you with the offense?
Well, if I'm the owner of the Browns, I'm Jimmy Haslam, And other than his bank account, I have no other reason to want to be Jimmy Haslam. But at least in this moment, if I, you know, I call Jimmy Haslam.
Jimmy Haslam doesn't do it for you?
No.
Stir the juices.
No, God, no, no. Getting it on. And then all I'm hearing about is counseling the whole time. No, no. But Stefanski gets called into the owner's office and just pulls up that 5-second clip on the internet of Ken Dorsey murdering an iPad in the remember that like it did, like the Buffalo didn't convert on some third down or something, and he just takes the iPad or the Surface Pad or whatever it's called and just starts slamming it like multiple times like a maniac. I would just play that and go, why did we hire this guy right here?
Dude, if we did a power ranking of NFL owners, the male NFL owners, which wives would you want to be married to? I feel like Hannah's probably up in the number one right now.
Yeah, Cal would be pretty high up that list. If we have yeah.
I don't know. It's a power ranking I don't want to do on the radio because it's just too easy to be. We would end up being a crossover hit into, you know, like this is what men are. This is what scum men are and everything. And yet, I feel like for multiple reasons, people would definitely pick Hannah compared to Dee Haslam or anybody else.
I'll say this. I don't know any. I can't like rattle off who the wives are of all 32 NFL owners. Yeah. You know, or 31. I know Green Bay is like different. I can't rattle off who the wives are, but I would blindly just take Hannah and say, okay, you get the other 30. Now keep arguing against me here. I would like it. If it were a debate, I would take Hannah in that debate blindly against any of the other wives.
Well, and I'll say it because on multiple fronts, because, if we want to just be dirtbag dudes about it or whatever, Hannah's a very attractive lady, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. She's going to be, without looking at all the other NFL owners, she's going to be very high in that category. But you're telling me, like, oh, and she's going to make you way better at your job, too.
Oh, dude.
Instead of somebody who's a bane on your existence and you wonder like, oh, my God, this is. She's actually going to make you much better at your job.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like there's I can't think of anybody else out there right now that would be higher than Hannah.
Good job, Cal and Hannah. Good job, both of you. I have Antonio Pierce in our death pool. I actually feel good. We'll hear from Antonio Pierce in the Pettycast in the next segment. Antonio Pierce of the Raiders. I have him. I have Dennis Allen. I don't feel great about him being fired first. They're 2-1. You have Nick Sirianni. The Eagles are 2-1, but it is a shaky, shaky, shaky 2-1.
Shaky 2-1. I'll tell you, I've only watched the 12-minute YouTube highlight package of that Saints-Philadelphia game, but my first impression of it was, man, those two teams came out for blood in a good way. Yeah. Like they were, that looked like, just from watching the 12-minute highlight reels, it looked like those teams came ready to play.
Yeah.
And, a lot of times with a defensive battle, it's more a matter of the offenses playing poorly. The impression I got was that those two defenses came out and were playing old school football. And, so from a Nick Sirianni standpoint, obviously there's still some things that they're not doing as efficiently or as well as they were doing a couple years ago. But that looked like an Eagles team that was tough and gritty, et cetera, et cetera. And that also, my other impression of that game was, man, Saquon Barkley is definitely a good look for paying running backs right now.
Yeah. Saquon was great in that game. You have Robert Saleh. I don't think he's in any danger right now if this is the version of Aaron Rodgers we get. I have Todd Bowles. They didn't look good against Denver, but I think Tampa Bay is going to be fine. You have Sean McDermott, which is basically like the equivalent of just like crumpling up your ticket at a horse racing track and throwing it on the ground.
Yeah, no, Sean McDermott, I think maybe
There's a better chance he wins Coach of the Year
now. The way the Bills have played. And as a defensive-minded head coach, one of the big tests is not just having a good defense, obviously, but how do you help develop this young quarterback? All the reasons people say you shouldn't get a defensive-minded head coach, he had Brian Daboll originally, who was really good for Josh Allen. And then without Brian Daboll, it looked almost like Josh Allen was still very good, but had kind of gotten stuck at a certain level. Now he's got an offensive coordinator again that seems to be taking him to a new level.
Yeah, Joe Brady.
And they're doing it without Stephon Diggs on the roster.
Yeah, that's right. And the Texans still can't really get out of second gear with Stephon Diggs on their roster right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. And it's not Diggs' fault. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Pettycast. We do it every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. We get super petty about things going negatively for people around the league. Deshaun Watson, Will Levis, Bill Belichick, Antonio Pierce, Micah Parsons. We'll hear from them coming up in the Pettycast, coming up next.